T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's go out on the Swartz-Culleton guest line right now. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz-Culleton at 800-JUSTICE. He does a phenomenal job covering the Eagles for The Athletic and kind enough to join us starting 11 o'clock hour each week on Wednesdays. Mr. Shiel Kapati, what's going on, Shiel?
Guys, we just heard from Doug Peterson, and it sounds like Jason Peters is going to battle through this biceps injury. No Tim Jernigan yet. Lane Johnson seems like he's okay, and Darren Sproles day-to-day.
So interesting.
That's kind of the news of the day at the NovaCare so far.
All right, let's rewind that for a sec, Shiel. So let's get to Jernigan. How was the question phrased, and how was it answered? Meaning, like, what does Doug actually say about his status longer term?
Well, you know, he hasn't ruled out from everything I'm hearing that Jernigan, and I thought Jernigan was going to be out for the whole season, but what I've heard recently is that there is a chance or an expectation from the team that at some point, I don't know when, that he is going to be able to play or at least get close and give it a shot. So, the question was about Destiny Bio being cut and the defensive tackle depth. I think that probably has a little bit more to do with Haloti Ngata getting healthy, and also Trayvon Hester. He flashed maybe more than any of those other backup defensive tackles have all season.
Sure, let me ask you this. John gets frustrated with Jason Peters coming out of games. It's impossible for me to say. I mean, I think the guy's trying, but John at various times has said, well, you know, you're either in or out. Have you ever gotten a sense from the organization, Doug Peterson or any of the coaches, whether they get frustrated with him removing himself from games?
I don't think they do. I have not heard that. At the same time, I wonder if they're giving Jason Peters too much control of this situation. You know, I look at it and I say the guy has a biceps injury. The guy has a quad injury. We saw in the first half last week, he looked like a shell of what he usually is. I mean, this to me makes so much sense. Sit the guy down 2, 3, 4 weeks, let him heal up, work on those injuries. You need this guy in December
right. And
in the playoffs. And Doug Peterson was asked that very question today, and he just said there's no need to sit him down. You know, he can play. And my guess is that that's coming from Jason Peterson. I want to play. I'm healthy enough to go. But, I wonder if at some point here you take that decision out of his hands and do what's best for the team long term.
You know, both of our tackles have really been liabilities at times this year, Shiel. Would we be better served to put some other guys in there? I mean, listen, Lane, I know he's got the high ankle, but he's getting bull rushed left and right. Are we better served to let these guys heal?
With Peters, I think absolutely. You know, Lane Johnson, I thought he was competent enough last week playing through that ankle injury that you leave him out there when you look at the other options you have. You know, I think they need to get through these next two games, and then they have the bye, and maybe they'll think that'll get those guys a little healthier. But, yeah, with Peters, I mean, I just look at it as get Vitae in there, let Peters heal. And, you know, if Vitae has to play later in the season, well, now he might have a little bit more confidence. He's had more reps. He's played along, say, Amalu. I just feel like it can help you long-term if you make that move.
What is our secondary going to look like against the Panthers?
Man, that's a great question. I'll tell you one thing. We talked to the assistant coaches earlier this week, and these guys are raving about Avante Maddox. I mean, he might be the most favorite player among the most favorite new player among the defensive coaching staff. And so I think he's going to be I think he'll probably start at free safety, and then in your sub packages, he's going to move into nickel. But I'm very curious to see what they do at free safety when they are in nickel. It could be Rasul Douglas. I think there's certainly a chance that it's him. Maybe you bring in a kind of an unknown like Trey Sullivan. I don't know. They don't have a great option there. I think they're thinking, let's just get through these next two games, mix and match a little bit. But that remains to be seen.
That's kind of scary to me. Does this team have the personnel at this point to be competitive against a Panthers team that's pretty good?
You know, I think so. I think they actually, I thought last week was Jim Schwartz's best defensive game plan. You know, the way they really changed what they did, got away from some of their foundational coverages, and they went into that game saying,
yeah,
Odell Beckham is not going to beat us. We're going to keep a safety over the top. We're going to press him at the line of scrimmage, take away those slants and those short throws. So, you know, it's not going to be easy for them for sure, and I think the Panthers now having a whole week and looking at this and saying they have a question at free safety, they can really test that deep middle of the field. But, you know, Maddox has played better than I expected. Your corners at least had some encouraging signs last week against the Giants, and then Jenkins, you know, I think they'll find a way to sort of piece it together.
Hey, Shill, I think one thing in the midst of this, you know, difficult start, choppy start, I guess we could say the Eagles have had, is I think a lot of us are looking for things we can hang our hat on to feel good about, because there haven't been a ton. And one thing that I come back to, maybe the main thing that's been particularly encouraging, Alshon Jeffrey may be a lot better than I even thought. I knew he was good. He's played really great. Do you think he's back to being the old Alshon? Do you think the Eagles have a premier, you know, not Odell, not maybe Julio Jones and Antonio Brown, but do they have a receiver that's a step below that premier in the NFL?
I mean, I think so. You look at how he's played and what a difference he's made since he came back. And last year, him and Wentz never really got on the same page. You know, Jeffrey caught like fewer than 50% of his targets last year. This year, it's all the way up to like 62-63%. So he's been much more efficient so far this year. And I think, you know, they've had trouble producing a lot of explosive plays because they don't have that burner. And without Jeffrey out there, it just seemed like every drive was a struggle. You had to string together an 8, 9, 10 play drive just to get near the end zone. And I think with Jeffrey, at least it's a little bit easier. You can throw those back shoulder throws, those contested catches. I mean, he had that slant last week against Eli Apple where he basically just chucked him at the line of scrimmage. Yeah. Created some space, and all of a sudden you have a 17-yard gain on a very easy throw. So he makes things so much easier, and I think he brings a good attitude, confidence to the offense where they feel a lot better about themselves when he's out there.
All right, Shill, a lot of times when we have you on, we kind of look back because your film study is phenomenal, but let's look ahead to the Panthers game based on looking back to last year. So from Cam last year and Cam through the years, what should everyone be looking for in the, you know, the challenge for the Eagles defense and how they defended him last year? They obviously tackled exceptionally well. Bradham in his best game of the year last year. What's the Cam experience for the Eagles defense look like?
Well, they have the most diverse run game in the NFL, and that's going to be the focus this year. I mean, they're running all sorts of quarterback-designed runs that really no other team in the NFL really runs. You see it on Saturdays in college. You don't see it a lot in the NFL, and that was the question when North Turner took over there. Is he going to keep those runs or not? And he has, and Cam Newton has done a really good job with them. They've been a very efficient rushing offense. And then, you know, the matchup I'm keeping my eye on is Devin Funchess, probably going up against Ronald Darby quite a bit. Funchess lines up on the left side a lot. If you watch that game last week against Washington, he's very good at making contested catches. He doesn't have to be open. Cam Newton will just kind of throw it up there. So Darby had a great game against the Giants. You know, the way I charted it, he didn't give up a single receiving yard the entire game, which is fantastic when you consider how poorly he was playing earlier in the season. So I think you want to see him build on that. He'll have a bit of a height disadvantage going up against Funchess, but I think that'll be a key matchup.
All right, Shill, great insight as always. Everyone follow Shill's work at The Athletic. Great stuff covering the Birds. Thank you, Shill.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, there he is, one of the best in the business.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.